I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The 1700s introduced the U.S. to the first large-scale influx of Irish immigrants. As they adjusted to their new life, they joined other groups traveling along the Great Wagon Road, initially a First Nation Native American route used for hunting, trade, and battles. The Great Wagon Road would serve tens of thousands of German and Scotch-Irish immigrants, along with several other immigrant groups from lands including those enslaved from Africa, who came to reside in the Appalachian Mountains, now adjoined by their new Irish neighbors. Aspects of early folk music in America is represented in part by a unique fusion of sounds created in the Appalachian Mountains between African and Irish traditions, where the living conditions were poor for both. In time, their respective musical customs would meet and merge on the same cultural path. The musical union of both cultures that began in the early 1600s is foreshadowed by the harsh reality that only one was truly free. Still, the bond between their music offered them both a measure of respite and escape from the social ills of the day. In the beginning, Afro-Celtic music featured African dance music, African percussive drumming patterns, and the banjo, a recreation of its African counterpart, fashioned by those enslaved in the New World. Now, with the arrival of Irish reels, jigs, and fiddle music, a new birth of a new sound inspired by old-time traditions, fused by the blending of instruments and the expression of stories, offered a unique experience for both cultural traditions. The fusion of African and Celtic music exemplifies the historical complexity of global cultural interaction. It explores the musical cosmos where origin and innovation to expand our imagination can be shaped by intention and by chance. And what is particularly fascinating, beyond the accidental merge of these two distinctively unique brands, is their lasting musical imprint on the multi-layered globalization of cultures that exist today. With the ever-changing landscape of world music, it is no small wonder that artists around the globe are expanding their musical appetite through cross-cultural collaborations and the formation of new multi-ethnic music ensembles. In the case of Celtic music, roundly heard in country western, bluegrass, and more, we can add to Afro-Celtic music, Salsa Celtica, which for many fans makes Celtic music even more irresistible. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.